Parsha Shmos has a remez, a simen, which is brought down in the Pri Megadim, in the Levush, and in the Chidah. Say Ve'ele Shmos is a Rosh HaTevis. V'chayov Odom Lehashlim HaParsha Shnai Mikro Ve'echot Targum. That's the Rosh HaTevis, the acronym of Ve'ele Shmos. V'chayov Odom Lehashlim HaParsha Shmos is Shnai Mikro Ve'echot Targum. You learn from here the halacha of Shtai Mikro Echatag. And it's a very nice remez. And Api Kabbalah, there's a genuine why it's over here. But try to understand Api Pshat, or at least as close as possible to the Pshat, what's the idea? Why here, in the beginning of Shmois, we have the remez of Shtai Mikro Echatagum? What's the connection? You have to do, we know we have to read the Pasha twice, Mikro, one Tagum. What does that do with the fact that Am Yisrael is coming to Mitzrayim right now? So we'll start with the halachas of Shtai Mikro Ve'echot Targum. I just want to discuss quickly. There's four machlekesim, four arguments regarding Shtai Mikro Ve'echot Targum in the halachas how you do Shtai Mikro Ve'echot Targum. The Gemara tells us in Brachas, Omar Avuno, Omar Avami, Omar Yudo, Omar Avami, Lo Elom Yashim, on the Pashas in Vetzibur. Person needs to make sure to be mashed in the Pashas Shtai Mikro Ve'echot Targum. Ve'afilu atorois v'divoy. Even a Torah is different. What is a Torah is different? What's special Torah is different? So the Torah brings, it's a summary of the Machlokes we're showing over here, that Torah says, the Pirush Rashi, I'll be Shein Bur Targum. A Torah is different, you don't have, what is a Torah is different? It's the name of a place. So the Unklos did not add any translation to it. If you look at the Aramaic in Targum Unklos, it's the same word, a Torah is different. So, the words Ataras Vedim, which is the name of locations, there's no difference with Ataras Vedim that you have in the Chumash, Ataras Vedim you have in Targum. So therefore, there's no Targum. That's what he says. That's one pshat. If he has before you, the Nogat Ataras Vedim in the fish, yes, Torah Shakut, Katopim, Targum, Yerushalmi. So some people, some, and the Ataras Vedim, there is a translation, but not the translation of Unkelos. There's another Targum, Mine of Kimino. He says, what happens when you have a Pasukal given this week's Pasha, right in the beginning of the Pasha? It says Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. What is the Targum? Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. There's no translation at all. There's no difference between Targum Yerushalmi, Targum Yonason, Targum Unkelos. You look at all the translations, they all have the same words, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. So do you have to go ahead and read it as well? So brings the Torah Machlokes Rishonim. In Psukim that you do not have a Targum, do you have to read the Pasuk three times? Chumash, or you read only twice. So, taking this week's parsha, Ve'ele Shmois Ve'isol Boim Mitzrayim, I hear the names, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. Do you have to read Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda twice, Shtai Mikro, but there's no Targum, so you don't read Targum at all? Or you're going to read Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda three times. So he brings the Machlekes with Rashi, like the Parshas Tesis, and he says, V'mekomakom Nogu Lachmik Kibirush Rashi, to read the Pasuk three times. So that's Machlekes number one. Do you have to go ahead and read a pasuk that doesn't have a targum? Do you have to read it a third time? Machlokes number two, the Mogen Avraham says, how do you do Shtai Mikro Ve'echot Targum? What's the way? So he brings two minhagim. One minhag is, he says the name of the Shla, Shikra Kol Parsha Shtei Mohamim, Ve'achakeh HaTargum Aleha. You read the Parsha. Parsha means not the entire Parsha, but the Parsha in the Torah. You read one Parsha, and then you go read, you read the Parsha again, and then you read the Targum on it. That's the Shlo. But he brings the Divrei Chamudos that says you read every Pasuk, right? Like this firm that they published today, they have Shtai Mikro Ve'echot Targum, you have a Pasuk, right? The Pasuk twice Mikro, one Targum. So you read Pasuk, that's it, you Shtai Mikro Ve'echot Targum. That's a Machlokes he brings. By the way, just a Loch Lamaisa, the Shulchan Aruch brings the parentheses, Avo Min Hadin Yochoy Likro Shtai Mikro Ve'echot Targum Mecholim in Sheretzim. You can do whatever you want. If you want to read out the entire parasha, you want to read somewhere else, and it comes out later, if a person wants to read with the Mishnah Berurah Bigza Halacha, if you do one mikra and one targum, and then you follow the Baal Koyre one mikra, you yaitse. Hi, it's not in one of these two orders, you're not doing parasha, not targum, you're not doing plastic a targum, doesn't matter. You could do that. So it's not me'akev. But the Ma'ase said there's two minogi brought down the Mogen Avraham. Do you read every plastic or do you read the whole parasha? That's another machlekes. A third machlekes is, what happens if you do not have, if let's say instead of Targum Unkelos, You want to take art scroll and read English. The Torah and Shulchan Aruch bring that Rashi can replace Targum. The Shulchan Aruch has a discussion if Rashi is better or not. And he says, "Im lo la pasha pirush Rashi choshuk kol Targum. If you want to do Rashi instead of Targum, it's okay. If you read Shema Yemi Kritaga, God pirush Rashi, Rashi should do both. And it really depends on the machlekes the Torah brings. But there's a let's call it a bigger machlekes that the Rishonim bring. Can you replace Targum Onkelos with another translation? I want to do art scroll. Can I do that or not? Big machlekes." That Gros Babinish brings it. He says that he brings Sefer Truma Shadana Pnei Raboisov Shapirish Mitzvah Yosem Targum. It's better to do regular Pirish because you understand it. And he says, Yesh Rufash Wodin Laz, down the Pirish Rosar Laz, Feloy Niri Liri, Vechelamar Rav Amron, why not? Davka Targum Zocha Shinita Misina. Only Targum that was given in Sinai, as the Gemara Megillah says. So can I replace the Targum with another translation or not? Another machlekes, third machlekes, fourth machlekes, and the last machlekes we discussed today is: can you do shtayim migayach haTargum doing kriyas haTorah? The Shulchan Aruch paskin, the Beis Yosef's shita is that when the Baal Kor is laying the Torah, you can take a chumash and do shtayim migayach haTargum. Hi, you're not really following the Baal Kor, right? So the Shulchan Aruch holds not a problem. So he brings the halacha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, he brings a machlekes, and he says the shlo is machmir, and that's the asna going too. That you have to listen to every word the Chazan Baal Kor says. So therefore, if you want, that's when he concludes, you can follow the Baal Kor word by word. But to go in and just do something else, you can't. Now, what's the Mishnah Yisrael Shita? That though you're not doing what the Baal Kor is doing, and you're not allowed to learn something else doing Kriyas HaTorah, but close one day you're also in the same Indian, you're going in and you're just learning something which is associated, you're okay. You don't have to follow Mamash the Torah. So that's another machlekes. Can you do Shtayim Mikra doing the Kriyas Torah or not? So to put all these machlekes together, saying maybe Efshar Loimar, that everything depends on the reasoning why we do Shtayim Mikra and Chatagum. When the Levush brings the reason Shtayim Mikra and Chatagum, he says, why is it? Kedei Sheyeh Bo Kibatoyu. You need to learn the Torah. So how did Chazal tell you to learn the Torah? Well, read the Mikra twice and the Targum once. So the Aruch HaShulchan already says, he says, that's not, veins and maspika, move on. It doesn't make, that's not enough. That's why you do it twice. You can do it different ways. He brings the Vadai that Moshe Rabbeinu gave this and some Takon of Moshe Rabbeinu, which we don't know really the reason. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. So the Vush says, it's really a way for us to learn the Torah. Shtai Mikra HaTargum. Why Shtai Mikra HaTargum? It's a little hard to understand. But the Agos Laimir brings, in the name of the Ravan, another thing. He says like this. He says that the Ravan explains, you know what Shtayim Mikra HaTargum? It's basically a reenactment of the reading of the Torah in Shul. Why? So he says like this. He says, because in the Torah, you have two people reading the Torah. What does it mean, two people in the Torah? So I don't know if he refers to a Gemara that says, Duka read. What Pshat is, he's talking about, you have a Baal Kor and you have the Oil of Torah. Pasha, that's what he means. Ve'eka Targum connected them with Targum. In those days, there was somebody who caught up and did a Targum in Shul, like the Timonim do today. So every Pasuk that they read, he was with Targum. So when you're reading the Torah, you have two people that are next to the Torah, plus you have a with Targum. So therefore, we do Shtayim Mikra HaTargum to reenact that Mikra Tzibur. The Ravan takes this idea to another level. He says, therefore, Shtayim Mikra HaTargum is only when you're not davening in Shul. If you're davening in Shul and you're listening, you're hearing Kabbalah, Baal Kor, you don't have to do Shtayim Mikra HaTargum because you anyway have the Mikra Tzibur. The only time you have to do Shtayim Mikra HaTargum is only when you're alone, you're not in Shul, then you do Shtayim Mikra HaTargum. That's what Ravan says. Brings the Gors Rabiners, he brings Rabbi Baruch, says that doesn't make any sense. Well, the whole Gemara is speaking only when a person is down in Bechidis, and he brings different rayas that the person was Betzibur doing Shtayim Mikra, so we're doing a Paskin, and that's the Meduyik, the Loshon Rambam. The Rambam says, Alpha Pi Sha'odom Shoimea Kolatura Kula Bechol Shnosoi Betzibur, even though he's listening to the Tzibur, Chayev Likud Laatsu Bechol Shavu Shavua, Say the Shores to Shabbos Shtayim Mikra HaTargum. So what is Rambam trying to say? Even though you're hearing the Tzibur, you're hearing the Mikra HaTargum, you still need to have Shtayim Mikra HaTargum. Why? What are you trying to say? So Parjit is trying to refer to Ravan. Even though there is a svara to say that Shtai Mikra V'chatargum is only when you're not here in Kriyas HaTayra, you still have to read Shtai Mikra V'chatargum. Efshar, that the Beis Yosef learns in the Rambam, that the Ravan, even though we disagree with his halacha, we agree with his svara. Shtai Mikra V'chatargum is a way for us, for Yochid, to be basically a Kriyas HaTayra B'tzibur. So we're not taking away that you have to hear Kriyas HaTayra B'tzibur. But how do we look at Shtai Mikra V'chatargum? Every individual has a way to be like a Shtik Tzibur. The same way that Tzibur is Kriyas HaTayra, everyone can connect to that and be also part Tzibur. How about reading Shtai Mikra V'chatargum? And arrive that's what the Beis Yosef says, because when he brings the Rambam, he doesn't mention the Rambam at all. He just says, we do it like Kamo Shoyim Rambam. The Kohen, when he brings the Shulchan Aruch, says, it's coming to argue in the Rambam. But the Beis Yosef doesn't say that. Usually the Beis Yosef brings the Machlokes. So it could be the Beis Yosef trying to say, we agree with the Rambam's Svar, we just don't agree with the Halacha. But the Svar is correct. Going ahead and every Yochid has a way to be a Tzibur by doing Shtai Mikra V'chatargum. Now if that's the Shita of the Beis Yosef, maybe according to that, that's the Machlokes, the Levush of the Beis Yosef. The Levush learns Shtai Mikra V'chatargum, it's just a way for you to learn the Torah. The Beis Yosef learns Shtai Mikra V'chatargum means you're really right now being a Tzibur. You're replacing the tzibur to something, replacing or reenacting the tzibur by doing Shtai Mikra V'chatargum. Maybe according to that, you can explain all the machlokes that we learned. Machlokes number one. Can I go ahead? What happens if you're reading a pasuk and you don't have a targum? Should you read the pasuk three times or read only twice? So the parashtes, and it's already brought down the achronim, when they used to lay in shul, you had a balkari, right? You had a targum. What happens if you come to a pasuk that has no targum? Did the targum said the pasuk or not? Pashas, he said it. Every pasuk that was read in Tzibur, the Balkur read it to the pasuk, stopped, and the Metargum said a Targum. What happens if you don't have a Targum? The Metargum said the pasuk without a Targum. He used to say it again. So it says Rashi, what? I think in the morning that's what they do even today. There's always, the Targum always has a Tafkin. You finish a pasuk, he says something. So what happens if it's Reuven Shimon Levi? This is Reuven, like we have our Targum today, Targum Ungolos. He just repeats the pasuk. Says Rashi, if you did Shtai Mikra, it's not enough. You have to do another Mikra. Can I get the Metargum? Hi, there's no Targum. Okay, but you have now a Tafkit to Metargum. You have this third person. They have to read Kenegdai. Other Rishayim argue. Say, no, we're not reenacting Tzibur. We're trying to do a Pirush. I don't have a Pirush. I have no din to do it. The second Mechleikis, says the Magravim. Magravim himself brings it. Do you read the whole Parsha twice and then the Targum? Or you read Pasuk Pasuk? Says the Magen Avraham, why do you do Pasuk Pasuk? So the Magen Avraham, V'chen Ma'ash V'sirukul Ve'ish, Shayu No'agim Kem is Ma'ash V'Metargim. Because how does the Metargim do? You read a Pasuk, Pasuk is Metargim. So that's when we do Shtai Mikra V'chatargum, we do Pasuk, Pasuk V'tirgum. Because we're reenacting that. The other Shiva says, no, we're not doing what they have in Tzibur. The third Mechlekes, what happens, can you go ahead and replace the Targum with English, with Las? So if you're just doing for your own Perush, you could. But if you do what you have in Tzibur, you can't take the Targum of the Tzibur and do your own parish. It has to be your Targum. Finally, Zog de Pisesef, even though we disagree with the Ravan, that you can replace Shtai Mikra with the Tzibur, but while the Tzibur is reading the Torah, you can do Shtai Mikra. It's like, but the Tzibur is doing something else. How can you? It's not a problem. You and the Tzibur are doing the same thing right now. The Tzibur is reading the Torah, and with Shtai Mikra Chatargum, you're doing it. So you're the Tzibur, so even though you're not following word by word what the Tzibur is doing, you're shaykh to what the Tzibur is doing because you're all both doing the same thing. The other argument of the Beis Yosef, they say, no, you're in the Tzibur right now, you have to follow word by word. You can't go and what you're doing, Shtai Mikra V'chatargum, doesn't take away what the Tzibur is doing. Right? Efshar, according to the Beis Yosef, if you're saying that when you're doing Shtai Mikra V'chatargum, you're right now doing what the Tzibur is doing, so you're not doing something else. You're not allowed to learn a different thing doing the Tzibur. But you could do Shtai Mikra V'chatargum, you do what the Tzibur is doing. Right now you're reacting to the Tzibur, so you can do it at the same time. So that's maybe the Pshat of the Beis Yosef. So according to that, what is the Beis Yosef telling us? That Shtai Mikra V'chatargum is that every individual that Chazal gave him, what comes from Moshe B'Sinai, according to Levush, according to the Rosh Shulchan, Chazal gave him the ability to take his individuality, take being an individual, but he can go ahead and reenact the Tzibur. He's doing Shtai Mikra V'chatargum like a Tzibur. It's like a Ravan takes the next stage. So it's only when you're not the Tzibur you do it. You're right, basically now, each Yochid has a way to connect to the Tzibur. The Chazaseiv has a beautiful Ha'or in the beginning of this parasha. Maybe according to that, you can connect why this parasha belongs there. Chazaseiv says, in Chedushim HaTorah, says, well, how does the parasha start? Elish Shvois Me Yisrael. And it says only 12 names. Then it says, these are the people that came to Mitzrayim, Shivim Nefesh. When you look at the end of, in the end of Sefer Bereishis, and the Torah tells you that the Bnei Yaakov came to Mitzrayim, the Torah tells you how many people came Shivim. And the Torah lists the entire 70. What changed? Why there you have the list of 70, and here you have a list only of 12? So the Chosef says, it brings the Hara, that usually the Torah never speaks about someone who already died. You don't count them. There's no counting of someone who died. So the Shivim Nefesh, the Torah in the beginning of Shmuel, is already after everybody died. So why do we mention the people? It says the Chassid Sofer, here is the Chiddush, that when Am Yisrael came to Mitzrayim, there were 70 individuals. Now we're starting the Katz of Ashvatim. After Rabban says, the beginning of Sefer Shmuel is Sefer Ashvatim. So we're taking now these 12 individuals, that were just 12 out of 70, and we're saying not 12 out of 70 anymore. You're 12 Mishpachas, Ishu Beisoy, as the Torah says. You right now, you upgraded the 12 Shvatim from being 12 individuals to being 12 Mishpachas, being 12 different Siburim, as the Gemara says, having shared his own Sibur. So right now, that's where the Torah starts, even though they already died, the Torah is referring to them in past tense, and you don't count someone who died, you still go ahead and you mention 12, because now they're not Yachid anymore, but they have a din of a tzibur ain't no mace. Now look at Reuven as the person Reuven. You look at Reuven as the Shevet Reuven. You don't look at Shimon. If you don't count all 7, you count only the 12, which are the 12 Mishpachas. So, according to the Chazal Sofer, a quote comes out here. You're taking now individuals and making them into a tzibur. You have a remez. According to the Beis Yosef, what is Shtayim Mikri Chatagum? Every individual can become a tzibur, a shtik tzibur. Here is where you have that upgrade from a Yochit to a tzibur. So maybe there you have Shtayim Mikri Chatagum from a Yochit to a tzibur. Maybe you can say such a shot. You see there.